When we talk about the kibbutz galios of Klal Yisrael, who are scattered across the four corners of the earth, Ma'arba Kamfas, we say the Kapitzin Yachad. Some people add in the word Mehira. Kapitzin Yachad says the Seder Ayoim. We ask that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us and He brings us home, we'll become one nation again. Kapitzin Yachad. We'll come back together. It's all going to happen at once. And then Hashem will rejoice in us, we'll rejoice in Him. There'll be a recalibration of the relationship. The Bialy Rebbe in Divribina says, the idea of Kibbutz Galios, Hashem should gather us in from across the world. And in fact, the gathering in of all the different Midas that all the different Jews have and all the different Koichos of Kedusha that all the Jewish people have, it's all going to come to this one point. And as a result of this concentration of Jewish power, spiritual Jewish power, at this one point, it's absolutely going to destroy all ra, all evil in the world. And Hashem's Kvod Shamayim will become manifest. It's really just because the Jewish people are scattered across the earth. We cannot, our common power cannot be realized. But when we're gathered together, we'll be an unstoppable nation. Whether you say it or not, some people say Laritzina and some people don't. But even if you don't say it, you can certainly think it. Why is it called an Aretz? Says Hashem Yishmo. Sheratz Tala Sosritzon Kaina. The land itself desires to do the will of its creator. That's what Aretz is. Eretz Yisrael wants to do the Ratzon of Yisrael. Desires to do the will of Avinu Sheba Shamayim. That's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a place where we want to, the land wants to, there's a symbiotic relationship there. A land that is perfectly suited for us as a nation. Eretz Ha'amim, Galus, Chazal will go to Tuma. They said that the Chutz Aretz is impure. Why? Because it's not running to do the will of Hashem. It's not in sync. There's a dissonance. It's not really where we're meant to be. Eretz Yisrael's Mesameach Tzion B'Baneha. It's this beautiful, beautiful connection between the nation and the land. And Eretz Yisrael's Mesameach is just the highest of the high. And the truth is, depending on our spiritual level, depends where we're up to, so too is revealed to us the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And that, says the Rebbe, Sosemus, Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz HaTzvi, land of the deer, because on a simple level, the Torah says, just like the deer skin stretches, so too Eretz Yisrael stretches to allow all the Jewish people to come in. But this Sosemus takes it further and says, yeah, it's called Eretz Yisrael because it stretches in as much as you'll be able to see its tremendous and incredible holiness. When we live up to it, we'll have an appreciation of it as well. We'll literally stretch. This is what it's about. Realizing that God is an abnormal apparition. The Klal Yisrael needs to come home. We need to come home together. We need to come home to a place that is perfectly suited for us to develop and express our relationship with Hashem. This is something that should fill us with emotion as we daven, especially at this time of year.